Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Tony Rock joined the program later. Tony's the Funny Bone this weekend, funnybonomaha.com. Nick Adaldi's with us. We had Jungle Jack Hanna on the phone yesterday. And we asked him the question about, do bears have to get to go to the bathroom when they're hibernating? And he actually mentioned, the only thing he really mentioned was when it gets warm, they kind of wake up.
Yeah.
Because of global warming is happening. And he said, if you go into one of those caves, it do smell like pee. But we asked about going number two, and he said a bear forms its own butt plug, and Craig's been investigating that, right?
I did.
Yeah.
The bear forms his own.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a natural butt plug.
It's made out of dense feces.
Oh, so it's packed.
His feces just packed up.
It's just impacted.
Oh, God. Most of the plug is intestinal secretions.
Oh. Enjoy your breakfast.
And cells that form during hibernation, which means that the plug actually forms in the intestine, mostly during the several months of the hibernation period. The feces just stays there so long that the walls of the intestine suck out all the fluids, making the plug dry and hard. The leaves and indigestible plants turn out to be all sorts of stuff that bear intake while grooming and licking their fur.
I bet you that first dump when you wake up 2 months later is amazing.
Oh, yeah. You could probably hear that bear grunt for miles.
Well, they also think that this plug keeps bugs and other things from going the other way.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, I would want that. I'm taking a 3-month nap. I don't want something crawling up my ass. Am I right? Do I hear an amen on that?
Well, yeah, but we don't believe you.
All right, good point. Good point. And Puss is googly. Actually, you text your wife to ask if you can look up a.
Yeah.
Rhino's having sex at a real job.
Yeah, I asked her if someone was caught by a coworker watching YouTube videos of rhinos having sex, would that person get in trouble with HR? She has not responded yet.
Okay. She's looking into it. No, it's a gray zone.
She's not going to respond.
Still shaking her head.
I think it's a gray zone, too.
Oh, right? She'll respond. Yeah. She might just call me an idiot, but she'll respond.
But yeah, Jungle Jack told us what's the craziest animal having sex, and he mentioned rhinos. Check it out, and we did. Mm-hmm. And he's right.
Yeah, we had to at his suggestion.
Rhinos bring the lumber. Mm-mm. Hi, Petey. Welcome.
Thank you.
It's Friday.
Yes.
It was on this date in 1999. Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee was released on bail for starting a riot. He allegedly told the crowd to attack a security guard and poured a drink over his head.
That guy, didn't the guy punch a fan, I remember at the time? Like, the security guard was too aggressive with a fan, I believe.
That's what
you
he thought.
You can't tell him to attack a security guard, though.
You can't do that.
Right.
You still can't do that.
No. But that's rock and roll. If you're drunk on stage saying, attack this guy.
All right. So I saw, I don't know if you saw this headline as well as I did, and I was intrigued. So you got to look at the headline. This bar in Missouri. They aren't selling you. They're going about it this a different way. You don't go in there and buy drinks. You go in there and you're buying time. You spend, depending on what you want, $10 to $20 an hour.
So you're renting the chair.
And then you get your drinks.
Free.
You're paying the $10 to $20 an hour, but yeah,
aside from that. Like LD was saying earlier, watch. You know, I could make my money back.
This is the old Vegas business model. As long as you're pumping money into a slot machine, they'll keep the drinks going.
Yeah, but this is actually
different. No, it's not quite.
If you're going to try to make it worth your money, though, you're only going to be there an hour. Because
you're right.
There's a certain point where you're not functioning.
You're right.
Because you've tried to make up your money.
Now, they have $12 glasses of wine in that place. Or $14 glass of wine.
For $10, you get your regular drinks. For $20, you get the premium drinks.
Okay.
And do they limit you?
Yeah.
Or can you say, just keep them coming?
You are limited to what they say, and I couldn't figure out a definition to this, is what you are legally allowed to have.
No, then they're just
no. I'm buying
money.
Drinks individually.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well that would be like too. one drink an hour. Then isn't that what a body can usually handle?
No, legally, what's legal though?
You know, I think a drink an hour.
Is it?
Yeah, it's about a drink an hour.
But we all drink
just
more
over
than
a drink
hour.
An hour.
But you don't. You serve people more than a drink an hour when you volunteer at that bar. We all drink more than one beer
sometimes.
And drink an hour. We always.
Yeah, but
do.
They're responsible drivers. I think that is like the safe. Safe serve note, though. A drink an hour leaves you safe to drive, is kind of the theory.
Yeah, then you're legal.
I understand that, but I've never been turned down for more than one drink an hour. I mean, I always said...
Well, they assume you're not driving.
Right.
Well, okay.
No,
they don't know. You're sitting there by yourself, you're drinking more than one drink an hour.
At what point does the bar become liable?
Ooh, man, that's some dangerous ground. I don't know the firm answer to, you know, obviously you don't want people... I mean, you're always vigilant of people if they are sloshed. Are you driving? You should not. You know what I mean?
Oh, the really hammered guys. I get that.
Yes.
But once again, I can have more than one drink an hour and I'm fine.
Right. Because if somebody looks fine and they're drunk and they go get in a wreck and then, there's a lawsuit, the bar's getting a call.
So I think, by the way, this bar would not do this. They're going to lose money. It just sounds like a parlay or like a teaser bet. When I first heard that thing, you could make this up. I could get over on this bar, but if they can do the legal part, you're not going to get over on them.
No.
You're not.
Yeah.
They're going to make money.
But it sounds like it's just a cover charge, and you get a couple of free drinks.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, but the
That's
cover
my
charge,
point.
But a cover charge involves entertainment usually, and there's no entertainment. What's the big deal? I'm buying my own drinks like all these.
Is it that busy?
They just opened.
Oh, it's brand new.
Just.
So they expect being
where
like, no seats
where
available.
In Missouri? Kansas
Near
City?
St. Louis.
Oh, St. Louis, okay.
I would Google the safe server. I forgot my phone, so I have no way of looking.
Yeah,
so anybody trying to get a hold of me too, I can't do that.
Yeah, just call us directly.
Yeah.
And we'll patch you in.
What's the number?
There's a niner
there's
in
a niner
there somewhere.
877-931-4TNT.
I looked at Todd. Yeah. I didn't look at you.
No, I know there's a 9 in there, and I think I'm right.
For any personal calls for Pete this morning, you got to call the show.
Is that right, though? A drink an hour? Did anybody...
That sounds about right.
That seems right.
But when's the last time you were turned down for more than a drink an hour? Drink an hour is no big deal.
When I was in Minnesota a couple years ago.
Maybe a beer you're drinking it quicker than an hour.
Because I ordered a beer and the first one goes down instantly.
Right.
So I order another one. I ordered a third and she goes, it hasn't been 45 minutes yet.
Okay, that's rare. That didn't happen. Was it a bar?
It was a restaurant.
Excuse me, a restaurant?
Well, it was a sports bar.
Okay.
But it was just threw me off that they were, timing me.
Yeah.
But their laws are so weird.
I had an aisle donkey pull that crap on me, which, that's not true. Because it was an hour flight. I was flying from here to Denver, and I had a drink, and I asked for another one. You only get one an hour.
That's not true at all.
No,
because
she just made that.
Because I always order double Bloody Marys, and last time I flew, I wasn't going to drive.
Yeah.
And she came back down. She goes, you want another double? I said, yeah. I mean, they offered it to me.
Well, that's a nice aisle donkey there.
Yeah.
I seem to encounter fewer and fewer of those every time I fly.
Maybe it's the vibe you put off, Todd.
It could be.
Maybe you look like a hostile passenger.
That could be. I think it's more a hostile, lazy aisle donkey.
I think you're right. I've come across those people all the time. But I was flying first class this time, but that doesn't matter, though, because you're still a patron. So if you're paying for it, Stu, you shouldn't be. They should still give you.
Oh, first class, they should be pouring it down your throat.
Well, they do, but the bottom line is, it's still you're still just a person drinking. They're more worried about the alcohol than they are about your pay. If you can pay for it, they should give you another double.
Oh yeah, I mean, I never have a problem. If I'm lucky enough to sit in first class. Yeah.
And I think at most bars, nobody's timing your drinking hour, No. But if you become an issue, then, oh, yeah, you've had, no, you can't, you know, like, yeah. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's
you,
enough.
Right, if you start making a scene.
That's enough. Then you maybe quote the drinking hour, but nobody's just going to pull that out on a random Thursday on you.
No, I get that. Yeah. Like I said, it's never happened to me.
So. Right.
And believe me, I'd one drinking hour. Who does that?
Well, and so not many people until they've had three in that
then
first
you do,
hour,
oh, yeah,
and
different.
Then they have
oh,
one an hour,
oh, yeah.
Maybe one, you know.
Yeah,
so
go hard, then throttle back a little bit.
We'll see how this experiment works at this bar. I don't know. Obviously, they've worked out in their brain how they're going to do this. But I think you're just going to piss some people off.
Well, I wonder if
I
they
paid $20. I can't get another drink. Nope, not to another. Until it clicks over into the $30,
right.
That's how they're going to start making money.
Right. Do they just plan on being that busy that the people are just going to be happy to have the seat? I don't know why they think they're going to be that busy, that would be how the business model would work in my mind.
I was wondering that too.
Yeah, well, they're counting on it being the cool place to go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Just a little different approach.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're probably counting on people that don't drink that heavy to hang out there too.
They just want to be there 3 hours.
They're going to equal the money. Yeah. I had one drink and it cost me $40 for this fun to sit there.
Yeah.
Shh, you got ripped off.
Yeah.
You got ripped off. You'd be pouring drinks down your wife's throat if she's not an alcoholic. My wife, she would.
Imagine if she is.
Oh, my wife would. We'd totally get screwed because my wife doesn't drink when she's out like that. She'll have one drink because she's going to usually drive my drunk. But she doesn't drink. She doesn't drink quick. I'm trying to say so. So I would whatever money I'd
get
make
her the
up,
specialty.
Whatever I'd make up, I'd lose on paying for her seat.
Get her the mudslide.
Right.
Sounds like a place with a blender.
And then order a drink.
Well, then you just have her wait out in the car.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, your hour's up. Go on out there.
Your hour's up.
I'll be up in an hour.
I ain't paying for that seat.
Yeah, I'll be out there in an hour.
I need another drinker to sit down.
We got 3 minutes left. Finish that drink quick so we can go.
There's beer in the car. You help yourself. I'll be out in an hour.
Maybe you can run, do some errands, grab me a sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll be hungry after my second hour.
Exactly how I talk to her. Yeah. Do some errands, grab me a sandwich. Yeah. I'm going to be hungry when you pick up my drunk ass up.
It got cold today, too. How's my sweater?
Yeah.
Still knitting that?
And she says, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That sounds like her, doesn't it?
I'm almost done,
And it sounds like her. She just says, okay, dear.
Yeah.
You want your normal favorite sandwich?
Yeah, that sounds just like her.
Your normal drunk sandwich?
Out of the UK, sex toy company Lilo UK did a new study. And according to this new study, they found that 33% of farmers in the UK have sex at least once a day.
Really? With the humans?
With the person?
Yeah. Because farm kids have sex with animals first.
No, they don't.
About 80% of them do.
No.
Is it higher?
90%?
It's pretty high. It's pretty high.
Yeah, I really haven't seen a stat on that.
I saw this original stat, and you guys...
Puss is pretty quick to deny.
Oh, yeah.
Man, did jump in there.
I've been around long enough to know that Tyler's full of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that number's unsubstantiated.
It's higher than you think it is.
Even if it's 10%, it's sad.
High. Oh, yeah, it's sad. We had a guy call us in Wichita years ago. He banged a sheep, told his girlfriend about it.
Even if it's 1 out of 10 kids, that is sad.
It is sad. Well, you walk down by the barn, I guess. I don't know. I didn't grow up in a farm. Puss did. Yeah.
If you Google percentage of farm kids who whose first sexual experience was with an animal, will that flag HR?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's go. Down to Puss's farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go.
You know, Monday when we were off, the first time you played that
ever
was in the Best Of Show.
Really, was it the first time
and
ever?
And the joy in the laughter in Craig's voice was immeasurable. I don't think I've ever heard him that happy.
Yeah, I'm not getting any results by Googling that. Bunch of other stuff, but nothing about.
But
percentage of farm kids whose first sexual experience was with an animal.
But you're coming up on a list at corporate.
It's 60%.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
They should be used to that by now at corporate.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't gotten in trouble for dialing up anything.
ever.
Well, because they know what we do for a living, and they hear the show. People do hear this. I mean, the bosses can turn it on.
Well, I shut down a computer once because, oh, it was the Aaron Andrews
thing. Aaron Andrews video, yeah.
Yeah, somebody gave us a link to an infected website, right, and it screwed up my computer, so the guy had to come in and fix it. But he didn't yell at me or anything. He said, no, you're doing what you got
to
do.
We had to talk about it.
Right, you got to find the naked Aaron Andrews.
The farting Aaron Andrews.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Smelling them.
For sure.
Yeah.
So they've come up with a list of the professions having the most sex. Farmers at the top of the list.
Oh, it's in the UK, right? Okay.
In the UK. 33% of farmers in the UK have sex at least once a day. Now, when you see this article, which I've seen several times rolling around, note that this is in the UK. This was done in the UK.
The farmers not work as hard in the UK?
Yeah, do they farm differently?
Or the wives more accommodating and just wait for them to come out of the fields and own one.
They don't have as much land over there.
That's true.
Not saying there's a difference. No one's saying there's a difference, but we are saying that this was
done in the
UK. Well,
we'll take that call from the farmers to listen to us. Are you getting it once a day from a human?
At least.
Right.
Not during busy season. Those guys bust their ass when it's busy.
And they're going to be tired.
Yeah.
And a lot of the women are farmers, too, that work there.
They all, sun up
the wives
sun
are
down.
Out working their ass off, too.
And then they
watch
come
that
home
stupid
and they're
show.
Ready
no,
to please the ladies.
Yeah, because they're really in the mood for that.
Yeah, they come home, they're tired, fix me something to eat, and then they go to bed because they got to get up at 5 o'clock the next morning and work for another 17 hours.
People were also asked how they rated themselves in the bedroom. Are you any good in the bedroom?
Is anybody copped to not being any good?
Well, once again, farmers top the list. 67% of farmers said they are incredible in the bedroom.
Of course
UK
they are.
Farmers.
Yes, UK farmers, yeah.
What up?
That's what they heard.
Farmersonly.com.
UKFarmersonly.com.
Yeah, that's true.
67% of farmers claim to be incredible in the bedroom.
You should ask your dad. He's a Brit. He's a Brit guy for years.
He's not a farmer.
I know, but you ask him. Did farmers have?
I had
get laid more.
He may have. You know, he was just 17 when he came over.
That's true.
Oh, so he didn't become a preacher until he got over to the U.S.
Right,
that's correct.
Is preachers second? Preachers get laid because they got free time.
Doctors is second.
Okay.
Oh, no. Doctors is second as to how good they are in the bedroom.
Got it.
How they rate them. You're rating yourself now.
We'll take that from Dr. Mina. Her husband's a doctor.
So.
Well, she would know. When's the last time you banged a doctor?
I can't.
You haven't.
I can't specifically
she's a doctor,
recall.
Too.
True. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Doctor on doctor sex. Yeah.
She's a double doctor. She's a doctor twice.
Yeah, she is.
Double doctor. That bedroom is rocking.
Oh, yeah.
Hell with rhino sex. How about doctor sex? She'll call in.
Google that.
Right. Bring that up on YouTube.
Professions that have the most sex, according to themselves. Farmers at number one. Architects at number two, followed by hairdressers. Apparently people in advertising, and then lawyers and teachers.
I would have guessed...
Lawyers. No, there
ass.
Have been publicly
a complete ass.
Lawyers who have called them in.
Attorneys, Craig.
Bush actually gets up and starts dancing when he hears this start.
No, that's not true. I dance in the chair.
Yeah.
I do not get up.
We had an emailer suggest the la-las get edited in with the beginning of La Bamba.
That would work.
Yeah.
Get on that puss. Get on that puss.
Petey's an ass, too.
I'm sorry. I was on your team, too, man, but sucked me in. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Do you realize... Because I'm surprised you don't change all your copy to say attorney or counselor anymore. But
I forget.
I know you do. Every once in a while, you forget still.
Well, you nailed that one there.
I tend to.
Yep.
Yeah, just nailed it.
To.
I thought we were going to get right through it, and then not a chance. I should have thought better than that.
So these are legal professions that have the most sex. I would guess that sex workers have the most sex.
Yeah, or rock stars. Old school rock stars, not the new ones.
Well, that doesn't count.
Yeah, they don't count.
That's work.
But I don't know.
Sex workers, that is work, right?
I don't know a lot of sex workers. Do they work every day?
No, no, puss.
Are they 5 days a week, 7 days a week?
How many days do you get off, puss?
How many customers do they take on? I mean, every once in a while, we're lucky enough to get a lady who runs an escort service.
Yep.
That'll call.
We don't get them. We don't get one. They call.
They check in.
Yeah.
And professions who say they are incredible in the bedroom in order. Farmers at number one, doctors at number two, and then it's architects, laborers, and apparently people in advertising are pimping themselves as being great.
We'll have to get some of the sales guys in here and ask.
Who's at the bottom of the list?
I've given you the list that I have.
Of course, a PR person is going to say they're great. That's their job.
It is.
To say things are great all the time.
Right.
Everything they associate themselves with is great.
Including sex with you.
All right. Once a day for a farmer. I don't know. Well, UK farmers.
33%.
He's right. Their farms aren't as big, you know.
We got a little more time.
They got more time, right. Now we're going to piss off the UK farmers. You can listen worldwide, too, by the way. Just, stream it there, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Tony Rock later on. Naked LD's with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.